Simon & Schuster Audio presents Bloody River Blues, a location scout mystery. By Jeffrey Deaver, writing as William Jeffries. Read by Holter Graham.
All you need for a movie is a gun and a girl. Jean-Luc Godard. Chapter 1. All he wanted was a case of beer. And it looked like he was going to have to get it himself. The way Style explained it, I can't hardly get a case of Labatt's on the back of a Yamaha. That's okay, Pelham said into the cellular phone. You want a six-pack? I can handle that. But the rack's a little loose, which I guess I owe you. The rack, I mean. Sorry. The motorcycle was the film company's, but had been issued to Pelham, who had in turn loaned it to Style. Style was a stuntman. Pelham chose not to speculate on what he had been doing when the rack got broken. That's okay, Pelham said again. I'll pick up a case. He hung up the phone. He got his brown bomber jacket from the front closet of the Winnebago, trying to remember where he'd seen the discount beverage store. The riverfront deli was not far away, but the date of his next expense check was, and Pelham did not feel inclined to pay $26.50 for a case, even if it had been imported all the way from Canada. He stepped into the kitchenette of the camper, stirred the chili, and put the cornbread in the small oven to heat. He had thought about cooking something else for a change. Nobody seemed to notice that whenever Pelham hosted the poker...